This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces are battling U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militants across Gaza in intense fighting that has prevented the distribution of some of the devastation and mass displacement seen in the north to the south. It's also further shrinking the area where Palestinians can seek safety and pushing large numbers of people toward the sealed-off border with Egypt. Nigerian President Bola Tinubu this week ordered a thorough investigation of the bombing by drone of civilians on Sunday in northern Kaduna State. Amnesty International said at least 120 people were killed in the bombing, citing reports from field staff and local residents. Timothy Obuzu reports from the Nigerian capital, Abuja.
The Nigerian military has also ordered an investigation and promised the outcome will guide future operations. Authorities also promised to compensate families. But rights group Amnesty International says authorities have reneged on past promises made to families of errant military bombing. In January, 39 civilians were erroneously bombed in Nasarawa State near the capital, and authorities promised to investigate. But rights groups like Amnesty International are still demanding accountability for that strike and others. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday called on Congress to pass tens of billions of dollars in military and economic assistance for Ukraine. Speaking at the White House, Biden warned of dire consequences for Kyiv if lawmakers do not act.
Republicans in Congress are willing to give Putin the greatest gift he could hope for and abandon our global leadership, not just Ukraine, but beyond that.
This is